trying to work out, why is Nance Cookson a poet? And, you know, if you were Sigmund, what would you reckon?
Well, I suppose we go back to the past for everything. I've written this down here. I had an aunt, my grandmother's sister, who was part Irish and married to a Scottish sea captain, and I used to spend a lot of my school holidays with her, and she loved poetry, and she really encouraged me as a small child to write poetry. It was probably terrible, but she would always praise me for it, and I wished I'd kept some of those little pieces now just to see what I had written, and I haven't got them at all, but my mother always read poetry to me as a child, and we always had stories in the house, and a house always full of books of all descriptions. And my father loved C.J. Dennis, which I think was a good poet to start off with as a child, and I still love C.J. Dennis. And
Doreen.
The sentimental bloke. And yes, and
it's
Doreen.
One of your favourites.
Is it? Yes, it's lovely. And I think C.J. Dennis seemed to skip a generation in the last year or a few years back, and I used to try to get my children to read it, and they weren't that interested, but now, you know, as they're older, they've come to like him. But I suppose there were so many other things in between that they got interested in. The whole family can't stop talking, and we all talk at once. I had two brothers in our family, and one played the violin and one played the piano, and I did the poetry bit, and I must admit they teased me a lot. Do you remember Alice Dewar Miller wrote The White Cliffs of Dover? Have you read that?
Yeah.
I learnt that off by heart, and I'd go to bed at night saying it, and the family would go, shut up and go to sleep. I drove them mad, but that was one poem that sort of really, I really loved the rhythm and the story and the history of that, and I've recently reread it, and I still love that.